Why does your commute feel unbearable one day and breezy the next, even when both take the same time? Why does waiting in line at Disney World somehow feel less painful than waiting at the DMV? These aren't mysteries. They're puzzles that statistics can solve. We live in a world shaped by invisible patterns, where numbers quietly orchestrate everything from traffic flow to credit approvals. Yet most of us remain oblivious to this hidden choreography, making decisions based on gut feelings rather than understanding the mathematical forces at play. What if you could see behind the curtain? Julie Cross faces the same morning dilemma. Take the reliable 10-minute interstate or gamble on Cedar Avenue, which might save 2 minutes or cost 15. The unpredictability tortures her more than the average time. When your weather app says average temperature 70°F, that could mean pleasant consistency or wild swings between extremes. 1950s cockpit designers measured 4,063 pilots across 10 dimensions and designed for the average pilot. Not a single pilot fit all 10 measurements. They'd created a cockpit that worked for nobody. Minnesota's Department of Transportation installed ramp meters, stop-go lights on highway entrances. Seattle saw highway capacity increase 74% while cutting travel times in half by keeping highways flowing optimally. Disney's Imagineers tackled perception. Mirrors in elevator lobbies make waits feel shorter because we don't count time spent checking our appearance. They created themed queues with interactive elements, overestimated wait times by 20%, and introduced FastPass, transforming standing in line time into wandering the park time. When Minnesota shut off ramp meters in 2000, travel times jumped 22% and crashes increased 26%. Yet drivers preferred it. They'd rather inch forward than sit still. Technical solutions must address both objective reality and subjective experience because human psychology often trumps mathematical efficiency. Credit scoring transformed lending from weeks-long subjective assessments into instant automated decisions. Critics demand explanations for why specific behaviors predict creditworthiness, but in human behavior, correlation suffices. Unlike physics with immutable laws, people are moody, petulant, haphazard, and adaptive. Strict causation is fantasy. Modern credit bureaus process billions of monthly data points, analyzing hundreds of variables. Their power lies in redundancy, evaluating clusters of related characteristics together. Stability indicators include residence duration and job tenure. Financial responsibility encompasses payment history and credit utilization. This redundancy ensures individual errors don't dramatically impact scores. The system allows nuanced interpretations. Someone with short credit history but stable employment might outscore someone with longer history but frequent moves. Contrary to belief, data errors don't uniformly harm consumers. Some benefit from artificially high scores. Credit scoring has democratized lending. Between 1989 and 2004, households earning under $30,000 increased borrowing by 247%. Modern models often approve lower-income applicants demonstrating positive patterns elsewhere, applications simpler systems would reject. Epidemiology requires causation because biological mechanisms drive disease transmission. Credit scoring embraces correlation because human financial behavior emerges from countless interacting factors defying simple explanation. As statistician George Box noted, all models are wrong, but some are useful. J. Patrick Rooney, CEO of Golden Rule Insurance, noticed his Chicago office had no black insurance agents in the mid-1970s. He sued the Educational Testing Service, claiming their licensing exam unfairly disqualified black applicants. The settlement pioneered techniques for identifying biased test questions, raising a fundamental question: when should we treat groups together and when separately? Test developers now use differential item functioning analysis to remove questions showing a 15% performance gap between racial groups with similar abilities, gaps unexplained by overall competence differences. Bill Poe's Floria Insurance Company faced a different grouping challenge. After 40 years in business, the unprecedented 2004-2005 hurricane seasons destroyed him. 8 hurricanes caused $36 billion in losses, erasing all industry profits since 1993. Poe's fatal mistake, concentrating risk in South Florida, where nearly 40% of customers filed claims simultaneously. As markets adjusted, insurers separated inland and coastal properties. The state-run Citizens Property Insurance Corporation inherited Poe's 330,000 customers while running a $1.7 billion deficit. Inland residents still subsidize coastal properties, now through government-mandated fees rather than private insurance pools. When Major League Baseball implemented steroid testing in the early 2000s, players demanded 100% accuracy to prevent false positives. With average salaries at $2.5 million, they feared career-destroying false accusations more than cheaters escaping detection. Military interrogators in Iraq and Afghanistan faced opposite stakes. When portable lie detectors arrived in 2007, they were calibrated to minimize false negatives, insurgents passing screening, potentially at the cost of increased false positives. With American lives at stake, the military would rather wrongly flag innocent people than miss a single insurgent. Both systems face an unavoidable trade-off. You can't simultaneously minimize false positives and false negatives. When one error type is more costly, systems become asymmetrically focused, often neglecting the less apparent error. The polygraph measures breathing, blood pressure, pulse rate, and skin conductivity, detecting anxiety, not deception itself. Despite widespread public acceptance, polygraphs remain inadmissible in most U.S. courts. When 15-year-old Angela Correa was found raped and murdered in 1989, police focused on 16-year-old Jeffrey Deskovic, despite DNA evidence excluding him. After being told he failed a polygraph, Deskovic confessed. He served 16 years before exoneration. The Army's 2007 PCAS system passed fewer than 50% of subjects, falsely classifying approximately 93 innocent people for every true insurgent identified. We approach rare events contradictorily, playing lotteries while fearing flights despite similar odds. Annual plane crash death risk, 1 in 11 million. Major lottery win, 1 in 14 million. Emotion, not mathematics, drives our risk assessment. When crashes clustered near Nantucket in the late 1990s, many rejected randomness. Aviation expert Arnold Barnett showed that against millions of safe flights, these rare crashes appear truly random. Clustering is mathematically expected, like streaks in coin flips. Statistician Jeffrey Rosenthal used similar analysis to expose Ontario lottery fraud. Insiders won 200 major prizes versus an expected 57, a deviation of over 140 wins, signaling systematic abuse. Store owner Phyllis LaPlante defrauded 82-year-old Bob Edmonds of his $250,000 win, claiming he'd won only a free ticket while collecting the prize herself. In New Brunswick, store owners won 37 of 1,293 major prizes when fewer than 4 were expected, odds of 1 in 2.3 million by chance. Statisticians evaluate such patterns using probability theory, following the principle that rare is impossible. This approach separates genuine patterns from random fluctuations across fields from public safety to fraud detection. Daniel Kahneman emphasizes that statistical thinking requires deliberate effort because our brains evolved for quick intuition, not probabilistic reasoning. 5 principles emerge. Look beyond averages to understand variability. Bernie Madoff's investors learned this when their stable 12% returns proved fraudulent. Choose useful over true. George Box declared, "All models are false, but some are useful." Compare like with like. Florida insurers recognized coastal and inland properties as different risk categories. Balance 2 types of errors. Improving detection of one increases the other. Reject what's too rare to be true. Rosenthal found Ontario Lottery Insider wins so improbable that fraud was the only explanation. Applied scientists excel through adaptation. Len Testa's Disney touring plans collect wait times every 30 minutes, helping visitors experience 70% more attractions and save 3.5 hours. Arnold Barnett discovered developing world carriers were safer than developed world airlines on between worlds routes, contradicting conventional wisdom. Banks' credit scoring illustrates asymmetric error costs. Loan officers prioritize avoiding bad loans over rejecting good applicants because defaults directly impact profits while missed opportunities remain invisible. Numbers already rule your world. Understanding statistical thinking helps you navigate complexity with greater clarity, seeing the invisible architecture shaping daily life.